ओम शांति। टुडे सब्जेक्ट इज आई एम आई विल बी। बाबा ऑलवेज सेज यू आर विक्टोरियस एंड यू विल बिकम विक्टोरियस and now you are becoming victorious. Baba gives this guarantee because he knows every soul as he is. In Ramayana there is a situation where Hanuman had to cross the ocean to meet Sita. But he sits on the shore as if he is powerless. He does not know, he forgets his strength, valor and bravery. Then somebody reminds him, probably Jambuvant reminds him, you are so powerful, you are so brave. You are so courageous. You have got full of strength. Why you are sitting melancholy? Why you are sitting sad? Why you are sitting hopeless? So then he reminds him that you are so powerful. You think of your power, your strength. Then he remembers. And he becomes ready to cross the ocean. Like that, we have also forgotten our own strength, our own power. So Baba reminds us that you are victorious. You are powerful. You can cross all the hurdles, all the obstacles. And he reminds us, since we have full faith in Baba, we accept that. Though we have forgotten all the valor, all the bravery, all the courageous things in us, in our spiritual life. Many obstacles, they come in our spiritual life. We become despair. Sometimes we lose hope. Sometimes we become very weak. We feel very weak. Baba again reminds us that you are victorious. So with this complete faith in Baba, because Baba has got the key, whenever we are in trouble, he encourages us. He gives us strength. Through Muralis, through many messages, and with the help of some invisible angels also. So though the advance party and with the help of other brothers and sisters in the company of Brahmins, he gives us strength. He makes somebody responsible. He makes somebody instrumental to cooperate with us, to give us advices, suggestions, physical cooperation, mental cooperation, and satsangs, many classes through elders, Dadis, and he has put many examples in front of us, how Dadis and seniors went through same struggle and they were victorious. Here also Baba makes us victorious because the key is with him. As we are discussing that complete surrenderness, when we are totally surrendered to Baba. Because we feel that whatever Baba says in the Muralis, we are not able to attain that. We are not able to experience that. We are not able to attain that perfection. That because of many struggles, many obstacles, we lose sometimes interest, sometimes we lose hope. Baba gives us strength. Because the key is with Baba. He makes us perfect as He wants every soul. He cooperates with us. He gives extra strength when we are very sad. So everything happens in this Brahmin life. Because we have many births we have undergone, we have taken many births. Somewhere we have made many mistakes in our life. Even in Brahmin life also we have made many mistakes. Though we know this is Srimad, even then we avoid those Srimads, or we don't obey those Srimads. So Baba still says, He is my child. Because once what happened, some meetings went on in here, in Madhuban. They wanted to remove some Madhuban Nivasis. Next day was Baba's Murli. Baba said, even out of 36 virtues, even if they don't have 35 virtues, with that one virtue, because He has said, my Baba, I will protect him. I will encourage him. I will strengthen him. Sometimes we see some souls that they are so weak. They are not so very intelligent. We say we are dull-headed. But after some time, we see they are moving forward in the yajna, moving forward in their own experiments with spirituality, moving forward in the subject of study and inculcations. So we have seen many examples in the yajna also. So whose support is there? It is Baba's support. When we totally surrender to Baba with our intellect and mind, He supports us. But to make us perfect, the key is with Baba. Final blessing, final mercy, final support is with Baba. Whatever we do, we have to have Baba's blessings. Unless we have Baba's blessings, we cannot do anything. Whatever effort we make, we need Baba's blessings. This is what I experienced. So I was victorious, and I am going to become victorious in this life, in this spiritual life. In the next kalpa also, I will be victorious. With this faith, implicit faith, if we go along in the spiritual path, so we will be able to fulfill Baba's dreams, we will be able to support our mates, spiritual mates, spiritual friends, spiritual brothers and sisters, we will be able to cooperate. With this conviction, we will move forward. So only Baba is going to make us victorious. Because Krishna was with Arjuna. So he became victorious. Though he had to face all his kith and kins in front of him, with so much huge army in front of him, he was victorious because that faith was built up by Krishna in Arjuna. Like that, if you move in the spiritual path, I think we'll be victorious, and Baba is going to support us, and final polishing is done by Baba only. Because somehow, even though we do many efforts in our life, still something is left out to become perfect. That final polishing will be done by Baba only. Because Baba is ultimate, Baba is almighty authority. He can do something. Sometimes we say we are not able to inculcate this. We are not able to achieve this stage in spiritual life. When we put up this in front of Baba with open heart, with innocent heart, He is going to fill up all the gaps and all the vacuum that we have in spiritual life. This is, yes, final polishing. We should go ahead, whatever we do, that's what I mean to say, what maximum effort you have to make, but still the final polishing will be done by Him. Now we can understand by our own barometer is that there is no negativity in our mind. Any sort of, any trace of negativity in our mind is fully purified. But still, there is something left out in, there is something human weakness in, that is left out. Even some percentage, maybe 1 or 2%, 3%, that will be filled up by Baba. That's what I mean. You have gone to the maximum of your spiritual efforts, but still something, that's why we call Him God. We call Him God because He is going to finally approve it, filling something in us. This is what I meant. Though we do maximum effort, this is what I feel. But if something else is there, no, we maximum means always we try to become equal to the Father. Whatever Baba used to do, Brahma Baba, and Mamma they used to, then with that we have a role models like Baba and Mamma. So whatever they whatever efforts they made, whatever spiritual stage they achieved, so we will be able to achieve to that stage. But still the support is from Baba. So human effort is there, but final support will be from Baba. That's what I feel. Because Baba says in every murli, you become equal to the Father. So every step, in every thought, Baba says, in every feeling, you check whether it is equal to the Father. If somebody wrongs you or somebody behaves, so whether you have a blessing from your heart. It is not blessing for by words. It is blessing from our hearts. Whether it is there, that pure feeling is there. We can check ourselves. Because Baba had this feeling for everyone. So that pure feelings and purify them, as you were discussing on the other day, we have to work on the feelings, not on thoughts, because feelings are very subtle. So that feeling towards somebody is very purified, like Baba. When we check up that, okay, that I have no feelings, but still some thoughts come. In spite of that, some thoughts, some ways, some negative, some unnecessary thoughts, they come. Still we have to go on purifying it. For a second it comes. Even for a second it should not come. Because when Baba was there, here in the courtyard, some sister went to Baba. They were staying with Baba for 15 days here. Some teachers. And they went to Baba, Sakar Baba. Baba, we are staying with you for 15 days. You must have observed some weakness in us. We want to correct it because some weaknesses we don't know ourselves. Somebody observes. So we are not able to go very deep into that introspection to know our own weaknesses. So they went to Baba, please tell us. We want to correct ourselves. Baba did not speak anything. He went to the other place near the hut. He went and sat there quietly, Baba. He did not speak. Then the sisters again followed Baba. They went there, Baba, please tell us. Baba, please tell us. Then Baba told, I don't see any weaknesses in anybody. I don't see at all. It does not come to my mind at all. I don't know anybody's weakness. That was Baba's stage. Even to observe somebody's weakness, it is less perfection. So Baba could not see anybody's weakness at all. It did not come to his mind at all. He is weak. So to that stage where we are able to travel to that stage, that is more important. Agar we are not traveling, we tell Baba, Baba, I see some weaknesses in others. Maybe it comes for a second. Maybe the next second you have corrected, I should not see weakness. When we reach that stage, when somebody comes in front of you, that weakness will go. It will vanish from his. That stage is there. It reflects your own strength on him. So he gets rid of that weakness. So that stage, without telling. So they should not feel that weakness. That's all. They feel strength and they feel inspired. Like that they may experience in that stage. That's what Baba had, that stage, I feel. Okay, thank you.